Chapter 3, Entering the Field. Chapter Outline, Volume 1, Chapter 3. 3.1, Job Hunting, Traditional Sources. 3.2, Job Hunting, Networking. 3.3, Job Hunting, Cold Calling. 3.4, Job Hunting, The Internet. 3.5, Resume Preparation. 3.6, The Cover Letter. 3.7, the job interview. 3.8, the follow-up letter. 3.9, social media. Chapter 3, Introduction. Start looking now. You may be asking why the subject matter of job hunting is being presented at the start of this book. There are a couple of reasons. First, it is not unusual for students to stumble upon job opportunities while they are in training. Sometimes a relative or a friend mentions the student to an attorney, and that attorney expresses an interest. Or perhaps you become friendly with another student sitting next to you, or you hit it off with a fellow student on Zoom, and it turns out that student is already employed by a law firm and gives you a lead. Also, law firms often look for candidates who are new to the profession and sometimes hire those who are still in training. It is a way for the hiring lawyer to help mold the paralegal into the sort of employee that will work well with that law firm's environment. In any case, by introducing this material now, students will be in a position to take advantage of a job opportunity should one arise. Don't worry if you aren't finished if a job opportunity becomes available. The attorney will know that and will likely be patient as you begin working. Some programs may choose to wait and cover this chapter at a later point, closer to completion of the program. That is perfectly acceptable as well. In this chapter, looking for a paralegal position, preparing a resume and cover letter, preparing for a job interview. 3.1, job hunting traditional sources. Do not overlook these. Use all possible sources. When looking for a job as a paralegal, one should not overlook traditional employment opportunities. However, it is a mistake to view these sources as the only places to look for employment. Traditional sources include newspapers, obvious but still required. The biggest limitation is that the vast majority of paralegal positions are never advertised and are instead filled by word of mouth. Online classified ads. Traditional print newspapers have migrated online in most cases, and that includes the classified ad section of the paper. Make sure to check frequently. Even though only a small fraction of jobs may be posted, it is still a chance that should not be overlooked. College placement services. Use these if they are available to you. Check bulletin boards at the placement center and any law school libraries. Bar associations. Local and state bar associations often provide job referral services. Employment agencies. Temporary employment services will place you with a number of employers, increasing your chances of impressing a law firm. Government services. Many state and federal agencies provide assistance for those seeking employment, particularly those who have lost jobs recently or on unemployment or have special needs. Sidebar. Use all possible sources. You never know. Okay, we know. We're probably going to skip straight to the internet job hunting techniques section of this chapter. Or you might just go straight online. That is understandable. We would recommend that you take note of the strategies set forth in the traditional sources, networking, and cold calling sections, if for no other reason than to use them if you need to expand your job search. However, A more beneficial approach would be to use these sources either simultaneously or sequentially alternating your search. Doing so increases the chance that you will identify a possible job opportunity for that brief time that it becomes available. Whether you use these strategies now or wait to use them later, just remember, they are here for you.